ובזמן שהוא מתארגן על התאורה והסאונד וכל הדברים, שני דברים בעברית. אחד זה מי שזקוק או זקוקה לתרגום מאנגלית לעברית. אז קרן שעומדת שם בפינה היא תתרגם בשמחה. אז מוזמנים מוזמנות לעבור אליה, להצטרף אליה לתרגום. והדבר השני, אולי ראיתם שתלינו דף על לוח המודעות לגבי הקבוצות. אם יש מי שמעדיף או מעדיפה לא להיות בקבוצה דוברת אנגלית, כן? אז זה לא יכול להיות העדפה אישית לא להיות עם נייתן, זה רק עניין של שפה. מי שמעדיף או מעדיפה לא להיות בקבוצה שדוברת אנגלית, מעדיפות קבוצה בעברית, אז בבקשה תרשמו את השם המלא שלכן באופן ברור, ואז נדע לשבץ אתכן ואתכם לקבוצות עם שחר ואיתי בעברית. אוקיי, אז זה שני הדברים.
Try it like that. So nice to come out into nature and you surround yourself with technology. Okay. So I can more or less see you, but I've got like a bright sun in my face. Nice. So a really warm welcome to everyone from me as well. And yeah, should I just check? Do you hear me okay? Is it not too loud or too quiet for anyone? All right. So here we are, you know, at the very beginning of this retreat together, and in a certain way we actually don't quite know what we're stepping into, what we're going to create together. And in some other ways, some of you might feel very familiar or have very kind of clear ideas of what's going to unfold. And when we were thinking about this retreat and seeing it coming up, what we tend to do, those of us who are kind of organizing it, structuring it, let's sit together and just start from this question. What would we like people to leave this retreat with? And that might be some knowledge, some skill, some experience. And for whatever reason, maybe it was the situation around us or whatever, it just felt like what I would really like people to leave with is feeling that peace is very accessible. Yeah. Feeling that inner peace is really accessible. Feeling that we can contribute to peace around us as well. It's a sense of feeling that that's possible. So that's one thing, you know, to kind of say. And so some of the practices and instructions and, you know, wisdom teachings that we want to pass along are going to relate to that question. But it's also really important to consider for yourself, actually, What do you want? What would you want to have, let's say, like by the end of the retreat, in 1 week's time? And sensing that, knowing that, you just also notice that when it comes along, does it also come along with a sense of, yeah, well, that probably isn't going to happen? Or like, oh yeah, actually that is possible. What I like to do in framing that question is actually just to say, would it be possible just to have a little, a really little bit more of that? Like, you might hear like, oh, peace. And it's like, you know, just imagine it, justice everywhere. Everyone has exactly what they need. Or it might just be, what would it be like if there was just a little bit more? There was just a little bit more in me or in those around me. And this is an interesting thing, and I'm sorry, but this is a kind of an argument point, but like, if it's possible that we could have a little bit more, then we could probably have a little bit more than that, and then a little bit more than that, and very soon we'd end up having a lot more of that, okay? And this is actually quite an important reflection to have. Whenever something feels far away, just reflect, would it be possible to just move the needle, move the dial, improve the quality just a little bit? And if we can't find ourselves honestly being able to say no, no, that thing, it exists independently, it's fixed, it can't be changed, yeah, not even a little bit, then we'd have to understand that this thing depends on other things to exist a certain way. It's something that can be changed. It's something that can be adapted. It's something that can be cultivated. Yeah. And probably one of the most useful words for meditation is cultivation. So I just want to pause for a second and just check. Does everyone know that word? I always ask that the wrong way. Foolish me. Does anyone not know this word, cultivation, that we use in agriculture, you know, when we grow plants? We also use it in culture, you know, when we grow societies. So this culture, this cultivation, this bringing into being qualities. And so meditation isn't, you know, just this pay attention to your experience without changing it in any way at all, that some people say. And that's a particular kind of cultivation. But it can also be pay attention to your experience with more peace in it. And so what I would like to share is that as we try and cultivate more peace, and that might be a very small bit more, yeah, what's really significant is the atmosphere of attention that we bring to our experience. Okay? The atmosphere of the attention that we bring to our experience. And that can be there in the attitude that we have, and it can also be there in the kind of the feeling that we have as we share that. We'll also see it in the amount of spaciousness that there is as we pay attention to something. In the Dharma, there's a clear distinction made between what are called skillful and unskillful atmospheres of attention. Yeah, or you may have heard them used as wholesome and unwholesome. You could also say beautiful and not really very beautiful qualities of attention. Yeah. So beautiful qualities of attention are like kindness. So could you pay attention to what's in your attention with more kindness? Like the unbeautiful, the unwholesome, unskillful is aversion, rejection, getting rid of that thing. Yeah. So if like a painful sensation comes into our being, it's a great time to practice kindly allowing it to be known. Yeah. Not quickly. I need to figure out how to get rid of this as soon as possible. But we might be leaping ahead of ourselves if we think too much about the atmospheres of attention before we've really started to steady, calm, stretch out, sustain our capacity to stay with our experience. Yeah. So another reference point for meditation, another way actually we can bring more peacefulness into the world, is actually learning how to listen. Yeah, learning how to listen. And if you ask yourself a question, when was the last time you really listened to someone? Which is to say, you weren't waiting for them to stop so that you could say your bit. Like you were really listening to that person. Really listening. Wholeheartedly. Yeah. With all the wholesome, skillful, beautiful qualities. Yeah. And if we include in here, it could be anyone. It could be anyone. Okay? Which means it includes you. So you may have listened to yourself that way. And of course that's a great start. But that's also more or less what we're going to do for the next 7 days. Yeah. Are we able to listen to ourselves without interrupting? Yeah. Well, well, you can't say that. It's really listening to our experience. Yeah. And the interesting thing, maybe this was on the board already, when we think of coming on a silent retreat, and we think, oh, you know, I'm not going to have anyone to listen to me when I'm talking. I don't know, I think that's what I might miss. So, oh, nobody listening to me when I'm talking. But actually, yeah, is that what we'd miss? So is it the speaking or the being listened to? What's more important for us in our life? If it were the speaking, it maybe wouldn't matter if there was no one there. Yeah, we could just go on a walk and speak on our own. You know, just look at the mirror and speak. But maybe if it's the listening, being listened to, then this is what we're going to do. Just really deeply listening to our experience. So how can we cultivate that and sustain that so that then we can really start to shape the atmospheres? And what I would say is the first thing we should do is don't be in a rush. Don't be in a rush. Yeah. It's a really radical, countercultural situation, yeah. But it so much helps with that listening. You know, that rush to, oh yeah, you know, I've heard your problem and I've got a fix, don't worry. You don't need to keep, stop now. You've told me enough, I've got the, okay, you're not going to stop. And we can get like this, just like, oh, always a little bit ahead. So there's a number of ways it's really helpful to relax. And just relaxing that time pressure. We've got time to listen to ourselves. Yeah. We've got time to relax the body. Relax the tension, relax the tightness. We can also relax out the awareness. Yeah. As it's squeezed in, intention relaxes out. And all of these are ways of adjusting that dial just a little bit more. Yeah, we can just support a little bit more well-being, a little bit more wholesomeness, a little bit more. And you can keep on and on doing that. Right? And you're absolutely free to do it now. Yeah. If you notice you're tight, notice you're tense, notice you're contracted, the awareness, you can just allow it to expand a little bit. Yeah, you just get to see, things can change. Things can change. And if anything can be changed, then it also means it can be invited into the meditation. It can be part of the things that we cultivate, part of the things that we work towards. just going to check. I wanted to say something more about that or not. Another way that we can express this path and something we can work towards through these days is understanding that our experience really depends on the way that we relate to it. Yeah. Really depends on how much wisdom we bring in towards our experience. How much we can understand our experience of where we're feeling free and where we're not feeling free. Because when we can start to understand that, which is to bring in that wisdom of understanding in what way we don't feel free, and in what ways we can support a little bit more freedom, really brings us into alignment with actually what we're going to do in our practice. So already speaking about the tension, the relaxing, the rushing, the slowing down. When we're also looking to sustain our attention with something, we also want to see, can I get interested in my experience? So we're generally going to be paying attention to quite subtle things. Yeah. So you know, in meditation, oftentimes paying attention to the breath, paying attention to the body sensations, really kind of directly getting to know them. Or getting to know the sounds as they arise and pass. And these are all really beautiful qualities and beautiful things to pay attention to. But are we actually interested in the breath? Interested in how it feels? Interested in being present? And I'm going to say something slightly controversial. It's actually, I don't think the breath's that interesting. I don't think it's that interesting. It's not going to get a series on Netflix anytime. Just the breath. In breath. Out breath. You wouldn't believe what's coming next. In breath. Out breath. But yet, sometimes, in a certain way, it can get really absorbing of our attention. And if we drop in this question, has this breath ever met this condition of body, heart and mind in this moment? And it really hasn't. This is a really unique coming together of things. Now this situation now, yeah? This collection of eyes and ears and body sensations in this space here, yeah? I don't think any of us, for some reason, we're not really amazed that this group of people came together in this way. Because, oh, it's just a random thing, you know. But this is unique. This won't happen again. All of us here, this many of us, it's really a unique thing. And if you feel into it, it actually has a unique flavour. Yeah. Well, you could imagine it has a unique flavour, like, oh, this particular community come together like this. And for me, maybe I'm just fooling myself, but it's like, oh, I'm quite interested in that. Quite interested in seeing how this develops over the 7 days, how it feels different at different times. Same thing's true of the breath. So my second controversial thing to say about the breath is I don't think the breath even exists. think we're asking you to pay attention to something that actually doesn't exist. Have you ever seen a breath? Felt a breath? Like you feel like you have. You feel like you're having a breath now. But is it the same as these air molecules moving along, these sensations? Yeah. Like a breath is a series of a collection of sensations that we put together and go, ah, breath. When you really start to pay attention to it, it's just this fantasy. Does that make sense? Do you see that? Do you sense it? What you're actually paying attention to might be your idea of what the breath is, and not actually the direct experience of the breath. Yeah? Actually feel this thing. Is it even possible to know, you know, one little slice of in-breath from a little slice of out-breath and be sure, yeah, that's in-breath and that's out-breath? Anyway, you don't need to come on board with this one. But just different ideas of actually getting a little bit more interested in something that we think we know, but maybe have never really met. Think we know what a breath is. But with the interest becomes, we come closer. This intimacy, this sensitivity. And these qualities all together start to support us to sustain our attention. And when we can keep sustaining that attention, the next thing to check is just that we've got the right atmosphere. That interest, the kindness, the spaciousness. And start to cultivate the very qualities that we came here to grow. Yeah. Whatever your intention is for this time, what you wish to see more of in the world, or in your being, in your heart and mind. And just see, yeah, maybe it's possible for a little bit more. Just in the way I pay attention to this breath, or this sound, this moment. And just to know that freedom is possible. If we can feel just a little bit more, freedom is possible. And very likely quite a lot more is possible. So we'll say more about this over the days, but I think for now, I think that's enough from me. And not just because of the spotlight. Yeah, I hope what I want us to kind of move away from this talk with is a sense that, yeah, make this retreat what you want it to be. Guide it towards your most beautiful, wholesome, beneficial, skillful intention. What you want to do with this life. And just see, can I bring that into how I meet my experience? The experience that's right here. In this breath, in these sounds. In this inner community. And in this outer community. So let's flow into a meditation together. And we'll have, is it 20 minutes for meditation? Yeah. And we'll just drop in a little bit of guidance to kind of settle us in and establish it. And then at the end of that, you're welcome to stay in the hall. As we no doubt said earlier, this is available for you all of the time. Some of the things will need to move away, but if you want to sit longer, you're welcome to.